Hello and welcome to this week's Choosing Happy podcast. I'm Heather Masters, and because of the chaos around the world, I thought I'd take a moment in this session, first of all, to revisit choosing happy. And what exactly do I mean by choosing happy? So that's the first part. But in the second part, I look at 12 ways, 12 influences on our daily happiness and how you, being aware of them, can use them to increase your happiness. Please do like and subscribe and share this content if you think it'll benefit anyone. Thank you so much for being a listener, and let's get started with this week's Choosing Happy podcast. Hello and welcome to this week's Choosing Happy podcast. And we're going to take a look at the pursuit of happiness and 12 things that can help you engage in happiness in your life. But we're going to begin today with a look at why happiness is so important and how to choose it. Because in the grand tapestry of life, happiness is really sought after, and it's a state of being that we all yearn for, a beacon that can guide us through trials and triumphs of existence. It kind of goes hand in hand with hope in a way, and yet our quest for happiness often ensnares us in the complexities of daily life. We can find ourselves grappling with challenges that threaten to obscure any happiness within the day. But what if happiness isn't just a destination to reach, but a choice to be made in every moment? What if amidst the chaos and uncertainty, we each held the power to cultivate joy within ourselves and within our lives? And this is the essence of the Choosing Happy podcast. It's about having a conscious decision to embrace positivity, resilience, and gratitude, regardless of the circumstances that surround us. Now we're in really tumultuous times around the world, and in a world where external factors often dictate our emotional landscape, the notion of choosing happiness may seem a bit idealistic or even unattainable. Pretty tough, really. After all, how can we summon joy when faced with adversity, grief, or uncertainty? The truth is, happiness isn't about denying the existence of pain or hardship. It isn't about denying what we may label reality. Rather, it's about how we choose to respond to them. One of the fundamental principles of choosing happiness is the recognition of our own agency. We may not have control over external events, but we do have agency over our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. It's the realization that even in the darkest of times, we possess the power to frame our experiences in a way that fosters growth and resilience. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it happens every time. It's kind of a practice. And that's really what today's podcast is about. How do you practice that? Because cultivating a mindset of gratitude is another cornerstone of choosing happiness. By shifting our focus from what we lack to what we have, we open ourselves to a world of abundance and possibility. And gratitude or appreciation, however you want to frame it, acts as a potent antidote to negativity, and it invites us to find beauty and joy in the simplest of moments, in a warm embrace, a sun-kissed morning, a shared laugh, a cuddle with your dogs. Moreover, choosing happiness is not a solitary endeavour, but a communal one. Surrounding ourselves with supportive relationships, fostering connections, and sharing our joys and sorrows with others enriches the tapestry of our lives, our relationships, are often fundamental to our happiness. Companionship can mean so much. And through acts of kindness and compassion, we not only uplift ourselves, but also create ripples of positivity that reverberate through the world. Of course, choosing happiness doesn't mean that we're immune to pain or suffering or the things that life throws at us. Life is inherently unpredictable, and there will be inevitably moments of darkness and despair. And it is precisely during these times that our capacity for resilience and growth is put to the test. But by embracing our vulnerabilities, seeking support when we need it, and nurturing self-compassion and self-care, we can weather even the fiercest storms with grace and courage. In the end, the pursuit of happiness is not a destination to be reached, but a journey to be savoured. If we can enjoy the moments of each day, if we can enjoy the journey, if we can make memories along the way, that's the pursuit of happiness. It's a daily practice of mindfulness, gratitude, and self-discovery, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. As we navigate the intricacies of life, we may always remember that happiness is not found in the pursuit of external accolades or achievements, but in the quiet moments of connection, the memory-making moments, the gentle whispers of the heart, and the unwavering belief that joy is within our reach, waiting to be chosen. In the pursuit of a fulfilling life, as we've already said, happiness stands often as the ultimate goal for many. And we've already explored that the path of happiness is intricate, it's shaped by myriad of factors, and it helps to mould our emotional landscape. From the mundane routines of daily life to profound existential questions, the quest for happiness is a journey laden with complexity. In this section of the podcast, I'm going to look at 12 factors that impact happiness and how you can use them to improve your well-being and hopefully choose a little bit more happiness in your everyday. Number one, and that is fundamentally important, is our relationships and social connections. We're inherently social creatures, wired to seek companionship and connection. Research consistently highlights the profound impact of relationships on happiness. Chatting with friends, daily interactions with family, spending time with loved ones fosters a sense of belonging, support, and emotional fulfillment. That companionship and connection really nurtures our soul. Having healthy relationships and cultivating a supportive social network are vital for sustained happiness. In addition to this, cultivating our own relationship with self is vitally important. Treating ourselves like our best friends, engaging in pursuits that bring us joy, whether we're with others or not, taking care of ourselves really does help with our own experience of a happy life. And this leads us on to mental and physical health. The intricate interplay between mind and body underscores the importance of both mental and physical health and happiness. Mental well-being, characterized by emotional resilience, self-esteem, and psychological stability, is closely intertwined with happiness. Similarly, physical health, encompassing aspects such as regular exercise, adequate sleep, and balanced nutrition, plays a massive role in enhancing overall well-being and happiness. if we're healthy, we're much more likely to be happy. So prioritizing self-care, as I said earlier, and adopting healthy lifestyle habits are fundamental for cultivating and maintaining happiness. Having purpose and meaning in our lives also contributes massively to our level of happiness. A sense of purpose and meaning infuses life with direction, significance, and fulfillment. It gives us our why, whether it's derived from personal goals, meaningful work, spiritual beliefs, or altruistic endeavors. Having a clear sense of purpose, a clear sense of direction, provides a profound sense of satisfaction and contentment. Cultivating your passions, engaging in activities that align with your values and contributing to something larger than yourself are really important sources of happiness. We've already mentioned before gratitude and appreciation. And in addition to this, mindfulness. Practicing gratitude and mindfulness fosters a deeper appreciation for the present moment and cultivates a positive outlook on life. Acknowledging and savoring life's blessings, however small, can significantly enhance subjective well-being. And this really helps as we go through the day, as we go through each moment and remembering that this is the journey, we're enjoying the journey. Similarly, cultivating mindfulness through techniques such as meditation and mindfulness-based practices promotes emotional resilience, reduces stress, and enhances overall happiness. Mindfulness specifically around your body and your physiology and your emotions and thoughts can release trauma, take us out of depression, and give us choices about how we engage in each moment. Personal growth and development is a natural following from this, and this is number five. And the pursuit of personal growth and development is intrinsically linked to happiness. Setting and achieving meaningful goals, embracing challenges, and fostering a growth mindset contribute to a sense of progress and fulfillment. And if we can include joyful pursuits within our personal growth, so doing something that's out of our comfort zone but is a hugely joyful experience, can really increase our sense of happiness and our willingness to do more. Continuous learning, self-reflection, and embracing new experiences are catalysts for personal growth, enriching life's journey and enhancing happiness along the way. One of the things that's crucial to happiness and sometimes is easy to forget is our environmental factors, the physical space we inhabit, the social space we inhabit. And these exert a profound influence on our well-being. Access to resources, socioeconomic status, community cohesion, and environmental quality significantly impact happiness levels. Not just around community and our social interactions at work, but the environment we inhabit in our own homes has a massive effect on our happiness. If we're living somewhere that's cluttered, we kind of shut down to try and ignore the fact. If we're feeling overwhelmed because of our environment, this massively impacts our own happiness. So creating supportive environments, inclusive communities, advocating for our environment sustainability in such a way that we have nature around us, we have the opportunity to step outside onto grass, if that is at all possible. But much more than that, we have a system that maintains our home and maintains our energy within the home in a way that we want it. These are all crucial steps forward towards fostering greater happiness for all. One of the things that often comes up are genetic and biological factors, and the question of how do they really affect our happiness. And while external circumstances and personal choices play a significant role in shaping happiness, genetic and biological factors can contribute to individual differences in well-being. Research suggests that genetic predisposition influences an individual's baseline level of happiness to some extent. However, it's essential to recognize that genetic factors are not deterministic, and happiness remains malleable through intentional effort and behavioral strategies. I think, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, I'm an absolute advocate for happiness habits and the building in of happiness into our day. So as you clean your teeth, you also remember that you're carrying out your happiness habits as well. You build them into your schedule. You set reminders. You build joy and happiness and fulfillment into your day. Number 8 is money and economic factors. So money isn't the key to lasting happiness, though it has an influence on our happiness. Money is part of our survival, and once that survival level, that comfort level of the fundamental structure of our psyche is met, money does not have such an impact on happiness. Yes, it helps. It helps us be able to include a lot of the other things I've mentioned above, like creating an environment where you feel happy. Sometimes that in doing that, money is required. And obviously money is needed, as I said, to cover our essential needs and to allow us to feel safe that we have enough to survive, to more than survive, to thrive. But time and time again, studies have found that there's a limit to where money impacts happiness. The next one is, again, the structure and habits of building in happiness to your day. Having a base structure to your day, having some type of routine where you consciously incorporate happiness habits such as self-compassion, movement, laughter, music, really high vibrational activities that you enjoy that relieve stress and invite us to step away from the noise and the busyness really do help. But more than that, having a structure so that we, at a base level, know how our day is going to pan out, it helps us with that safety, that feeling of routine. Freedom, for instance. In order to be free, we need a structure. We still need to do certain things within our life. There are, like, eat, like prepare food, like meet up with people, like contribute with work or with the business in some way. So we still need that structure, that fundamental structure, so that we aren't waking up and aimlessly not knowing what we're doing throughout the day. And one of the habits for happiness that's really powerful, and I hadn't realized this until very recently, is once you've done your morning routine, if you do have a morning routine, is to visualize your day going forward and to do that in segments. So you kind of segment your day. So you look at what you're going to do between, say, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and you visualize it and walk through it and see it going well And then do the same thing for the next segment and the next segment. So that once you've gone through that visualization, you're really kind of upbeat and looking forward to it. And it does help. You're kind of telling your unconscious mind what to expect. So it really does help your day unfold with more ease and grace. Number 10, I've added as well. I think this is so important, and it's celebrating achievements. So taking the time to celebrate the small wins, not necessarily just the big achievements, but the small wins and the big achievements. It's key to happiness, because by celebrating, we're teaching our unconscious mind and our physiology that it's a good thing to achieve something. It's a good thing to have some success, whether it's small, whether you've made a brilliant cup of tea and you want to celebrate. Celebrate, because the more you celebrate, the more you're teaching your unconscious mind to look for things to celebrate. You have that dopamine hit when you celebrate. It increases your joy levels. And if you're doing that consistently during the day, just celebrating little things, you celebrate your aliveness, you celebrate your life. It's a great technique for avoiding down moments. So even if something hasn't gone quite how you expected it, and in the past you may have allowed that to knock you sideways and go into a bit of a spiral, celebrate it. Celebrate the lesson. So if something goes wrong, yes, brilliant, I learned something. I learned from that, I know how to do it better next time. Celebrate as if you've won, and teach yourself that there's no such thing as failure. It's only lessons, it's only learning, and lessons are something that we celebrate. And the more that you build that into your day, the more that you celebrate, the more joy and aliveness you build into your muscle memory. Number 11, spend time in nature and with animals. I have two dogs, and I know for a fact that my life would be so much less without them, especially when I've been in times of stress and anxiety. They've been so helpful. I'm also lucky that I live in the forest, so I can walk in nature with the dogs twice a day, every day. And nature has a calming effect on mind and body. I take moments every now and again to lean against a tree and just breathe and just take in the magnificence that nature has to offer. So take walks in the park, go hiking, or simply spend time outdoors in your garden, or just outside to rejuvenate yourself. I know not everyone's as lucky to live in green, lush spaces, but then if possible, walk a little bit further and find that green space, even if it's only a small park. And the final one, cultivating kindness to self and others. Helping others, doing something outside ourselves, doing volunteer work or acts of kindness towards others can boost your own happiness levels. When we're contributing to the well-being of others, we foster a sense of purpose and fulfillment for ourselves, but also cultivate that kindness to yourself. Recognize when you may be being too critical or judgmental, and think how you would talk to a child in a similar situation, and be kind, be appreciative, and reframe as much as possible. So when you want to judge, look for the lesson, look for what you learned, look for how you can do something different in the future. Look at the language you're using with yourself and change it to be supportive and to cultivate positivity and kindness for yourself and for others. To summarize, Happiness is a multifaceted phenomenon influenced by a complex interplay of internal and external factors. While external circumstances and life events undoubtedly impact happiness, cultivating internal resources such as strong relationships, emotional resilience, self-care, and a sense of purpose is equally crucial. By understanding and nurturing the key factors that influence happiness, we can embark on a journey towards a more fulfilling and meaningful life. I do hope this has helped today, and I'll see you again next week for the Choosing Happy podcast.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it or think it would be valuable to others, please do share. And if you really enjoyed it, please leave me a review. It really helps the podcast. All of the links are in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the Choosing Happy podcast.